It is the last day of March, the 28th, 2022. We are brought to you by audible.com and patreon.com/thegroupquest. In today's GQDN, we talk about games coming to PlayStation Now, Elden Ring, and a sizable donation to Ukraine. But we begin today with a hype video for World of Warcraft Eternity's End. This is brought to us by MMO Champion, and once again is a good video, and you guys can see that for yourselves, because I can't play the audio at all here, but still, it is really, really good, and you guys should definitely see that. It is a good hype video to really let you know what's coming here very, very soon. And by the way, if you want to see Eternity's End, the raid preview, it's up on YouTube as well. Now we switch to Elden Ring, and this comes to us from Destructoid. That's the next Elden Ring story as well. And it says that it will be going under maintenance starting with next month, actually starting tomorrow, and probably starting tonight there as well. Steam will be down, the Elden Ring game of Steam, will be down from 8 to 9 p.m. PST. PlayStation will be going down at 6 to 7 p.m. PST. And Xbox will be going down 7 to 8 p.m. PST, just for Elden Ring. It is suspected that this is to fix the current problems that Elden Ring is going on, but there's nothing concrete about that right now. So we shall see what happens. And speaking of Elden Ring, it has some really big sales going on. And in the UK, it's number one in selling the game. Now, there's a bit of a breakdown as to what the sales are at. And 63% of box sales were on PlayStation 5, 17% on Xbox, 17% on PS4, and 3% on PC. Now, we shall see what happens. It did really blow away Horizon Forbidden West, but let's keep in mind that Horizon Forbidden West is a PlayStation exclusive. So if you put that aside, it would be really close. I mean, really, really close if that was not a PlayStation exclusive. So Elden Ring not being a PlayStation exclusive means that it took number one. Now we go to a little bit of esports section here, and we start with the esports section from .esports.com, and it says that Simple has donated $33,000 to support the Ukrainian army. Now, I'm not going to get into, you know, what's going on in Ukraine here, but this is what Simple said at AM Katowice, quote, "All of us want peace for Ukraine and for the whole world. All of us are scared, and all of us need to show example at this tournament. We need to stay stronger as a unit, with our fans, with our friends, and with everybody watching, and we will need to stay humans first," unquote. We go from there to esports.gg, and the first set of Grandmasters for Hearthstone has been set. So congratulations go to Wesley, Lembiseries, Seek, Sakara, Xblize, Hale, and Frank Frozen Zhang. And I do apologize if I did mess up the names, but I did watch that quite a bit, and there was a lot of things that was going on, and really it just looks good. And on the Esports GG, they did show one of the decks from Lambiseries on his fellow Demon Hunter, and they do have some of the deck lists as well in code, so you'd have to copy it to your clipboard. I mean, it's just really, really good things. And so it was a good first week tournament coming for 2021, and here in 2022. Now we get back to regular games, and we see that Shadow Warrior 3 has a release date. So this comes from Flying Wild Hog and Devolver Digital. And this is going to be a very interesting game. So with Shadow Warrior 3 out already, if you have that, you'll know what this one's going to be. I'm sorry that the reviews are out, so you could actually see what's going on. Steam, North America, will be February 29th at 8 a.m., which is tomorrow. I'm sorry about being the last day for February. That's actually tomorrow, so that's my fault. Europe, tomorrow at 4 p.m. UTC. And by the way, North America is 11 a.m. EST. Australia is the 1st of March at 3 p.m. Australian time. Xbox, 7:30 Pacific Time, 10:30 EST. Europe, 3:30 UTC and 4:30 CET. Australia, 2:30. PlayStation, it's got 4, which means about 4 and 5. 6 a.m. and 9 a.m. for North America. Europe's at 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. And Australia is at 2 a.m. So you're going to be up early. And I think that might be a bad edit there. I think Australia is meant to say 2 p.m. So DualShockers might be wrong in that. So we'll see what happens. We'll see. So if you're into the game, enjoy it. Indeed, enjoy it. Now, if you're a bit of a Pac-Man fan like me, I used to play it when it first came out, but Dad played it more. According to Eurogamer.net, it has been announced that the compilation of Pac-Man will be on Nintendo Switch, PC, PlayStation and Xbox on the 27th of May. This is Pac-Man Museum Plus, and it's going to be just like different things, a different type of game. So you could do like the whole pellet munch, you can do kind of like a room, or just do a whole bunch of different things there with Pac-Man. Lots of different things. So go look for it on your favorite device. We will end today with some PlayStation Now, and what's going to be coming in, I believe, for next month. And it'll be Chicken Police Paint It Red by Handy Games, Crisis Remastered by Crytek, Relicta by Deep Silver, and Shadow Warrior 3 by Devolver. Now, we already talked about Shadow Warrior 3, so this will be the only one that will be released as free. So hey, if you are interested in getting the game and you have a PlayStation, you have PlayStation Now, you can get it. But keep in mind, for PlayStation Now subscribers, it's only until July the 4th. So hey, all these games are added into PlayStation Now, so you can get those. You can purchase those via PlayStation Now at, I believe, a discounted price. Because that's how I got some games. And I should say Shadow Warrior 3. I did say it was for free. It's not. It'll be a discounted price. So I misspoke. My bad. Anyway, you can find me at Joe Brums. And you can find the show at Group Quest. We'll be here again tomorrow. Talking about various things, of course. And you can find all of the shows at DawnForge.com. Speaking of that, this has been a DawnForge production 2022. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow. Get your game on. Bye-bye.